It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. 5 million people downloaded the new version of the Firefox browser on Tuesday, its first official day of release. Last week, nearly 2.5 million people downloaded the latest edition of Microsoft's Internet Explorer browser. A couple weeks ago, Google released its new version of the Chrome browser, which is gaining in popularity. It's like a sudden browser Beatlemania. Browser mania. Everyone's going nuts for browsers. Kartik Hosanagar is a professor at the Wharton School, specializing in internet media and marketing. He says browser mania is weird, considering most people have never cared what kind of browser they used.
That's because they're doing perhaps simple things like going to a website, consuming some content, leaving the website.
Yeah, looking at a YouTube video.
Yeah, exactly.
Simple.
But I think for power users, they will notice several differences in terms of your ability to customize the browsers. There are differences in terms of how much of your computer's resources, like memory, the browser is using up. So, you know, it tends to slow down other things you do. But many of those differences are really in terms of, you know, half a second, a quarter second, and so on, and most regular users might not really notice it.
So, you know, it's always nice to have the latest version of anything, especially when, in the case of a browser, it's free.
Right. But
should people rush to update their browsers, or is it just one of those, if you get around to it in the next few months kind of thing?
In some ways, I personally would like the early testers. Let them test it out and let them report what the issues are. And that also gives the firms releasing these browsers enough time to fix things if need be. And so I'll download mine maybe a couple of months later.
So why then are all these new browser versions hitting now, all in March 2011? Kartik says, follow the money.
There's a lot at stake here. The browser is in many ways your starting point for everything you do on the internet. I mean, people talk about the search engine as the gateway into the internet, but really it's the browser, because the browser has a lot of settings in there. For example, your default search engine in the browser dictates in many ways the market share in the search engine wars.
Mm.
The browser has a number of features that makes online advertising work. So much of the internet business and the internet economy runs on features that are in the browser, whether tracking is on, whether cookies are on, and exactly what features are given to advertisers and what protections are given to consumers. So there's a lot at stake beyond just the firms releasing the browsers. I think everyone in the internet community really has an interest in this.
More information about these browsers and links for where to download them, if you think that's necessary, at marketplacetech.org. Greg Woloshin is a recent college graduate who is now $500 richer. He won an award from his alma mater, Carnegie Mellon University, for inventing FoodBot. It's a website, food-bot.com, with the motto, "College is expensive, don't waste money on things like food." You go to the site, find your college, and it gives you a calendar of events where there's free food. Whether you want to crash said events is up to you and your ethics. Greg got started with an email account and a lot of subscriptions to mailing lists of events. From there, he taught his computer how to sniff out free grub.
I took a training set of several thousand emails that are free food and non-free food emails. So basically, it uses this database of words that I trained it on to look at new emails and try to classify them as free food or not.
Greg will be honored for his ingenuity at an awards ceremony tomorrow. Yes, there will be free food. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.